US politics boggle me, David?
Oh, dum-dum Trump. Man, he's been like a four-year whirlwind, this fella. It's made me enjoy American politics.
No, see,
I love it.
I haven't enjoyed a single moment of his reign of terror. Not at all. And I know, let's just start by saying that if you are a Trump supporter, great.
Yeah,
you're not... Great. We all have the right to choose. You know, we're not going to start a fight. But when we do talk about politics here, we like to get people in who are far brighter than we are. So joining us now is Dr. Aidan Warren, a US political expert and associate professor in international relations. How are you, Aidan?
Good. How are you?
I'm not too bad, matey. This must be like your Christmas. It's all go.
Oh, look, I mean, yeah. I mean, basically, obviously, we think that there was going to be some sort of resolution after the election of November. But as we've discussed previously, it was an elongated process. And really, the last 2 months have been hugely disruptive. We haven't even been able to focus on President-elect Biden. It's all been about the Trump show. It's been, obviously, you know, debating whether or not the election was legitimate. He's been fanning, of course, flames of discontent. Mm. And we see that culminate in terms of the violence on the Capitol in January 6th. So it's just been an absolute shambolic mess. And really now, hopefully, we can, in the next few days, we can concentrate on what Biden plans to do in his first 10 days. And then, of course, his next 90 days during his, you know, in terms of the makeup of his first 100 days in office.
Hey, Doc, first of all, where do you stand on dictator Donald? Like, what's your opinion?
Oh, look, I think that it's been a hugely divisive presidency, to say the least. Probably the worst in my view. This is my view. I think it's the worst president in history of the United States. And, you know, we talk about the liberal international order, the order that you and I and many Americans have breathed since 1945, and he's basically cast that aside in 2016 in terms of, you know, his treatment of NATO and other various allies around the world. He's even given us a few uppercuts. And really, my view is, I think it's one of the most divisive, violent, out of the box presidencies. I mean, I knew it would be like this in 2016, but I could not even fathom that it has ended up the way it has ended, with two impeachments.
Now, do you think he will be impeached? And considering if they do impeach him, it goes against the whole US democracy.
Well, I mean, he has been impeached. Remember, Clinton was impeached but wasn't convicted.
Yeah.
He's been impeached once and wasn't convicted. He's been impeached, which is through the House, and then it'll go to Senate for trial. So I think you're asking whether he'll be convicted.
Mm. Yes, correct.
If he is convicted through the Senate, well, then I think the main reason why that is being pursued is so that he can't run again in 2024. But he's been impeached twice. Clinton was impeached once. Nixon, people think that Nixon was impeached. He resigned before he was going to be impeached, well, before he was going to get impeached, because he was also probably going to get voted convicted through the Senate. So those nuances are really important. But I don't think it's... I think it's, if anything, the impeachment's about upholding democracy, given he as a president, was fanning Trump to storm the Capitol where those two chambers of the Senate and the House of Reps are situated.
So, Aidan, if he is convicted, what does that mean? Is there ramifications from that? Does he go to jail?
Look, I don't know necessarily, you know, if he'll go to jail. I mean, there's a lot of discussion about in recent days as to whether he can pardon himself.
Yeah.
Now that he's been impeached, you cannot, at least legally, the theory is you cannot pardon yourself, but also when you pardon yourself, you're also admitting to some forms of guilt. But the main reason why it's been pursued heavily is also, number one, to get some accountability, to get some Republicans on record who have turned a blind eye to his behaviour for the last 4 years. And the most important one, as I've mentioned, so he doesn't run again in 2024, because there's a lot of people like myself that think that if he's up against Harris, he would probably knock Harris over.
Really? You think that he would get up over Kamala?
I think that if the Democrats have just say a 7 out of 10 or 6 out of 10, 4 years in office, and Biden hands over the reins to Harris, which is generally the view that will happen.
Yeah.
I think that if Trump was back in the ring again, I think that he would be pretty formidable. As much as I would be horrified by that prospect.
Will he ever go away entirely? Not as a nasty thing, but will Trump ever just go away, enjoy retirement, and leave everything to a professional?
I don't think he will. I think he's going to come out of this either making a lot of money. He may start Trump Media. There's talk he may start the Trump Party, which would really divide the Republicans. So there's a lot to discuss. He'll never, ever, to the day he dies, admit that he lost this election. He'll never concede defeat. He alluded to it the other day, but he really didn't. So that'll be his narrative. He'll never admit defeat. And that he'll go to his grave saying he was the best president of all time.
Yeah, what do they say though? Self recommendation is no praise.
Well, that's right. I mean, obviously, you know, we've seen it for years. I mean, he's just been, it's all been about the Trump show and it's
narcissistic,
very narcissistic to say the least. Mm. Right, and this has been a. You know, at the end of the day, whether or not you're a proponent of his politics or not, I don't think you can have, whether you're running a school or a university or a business, you can't have someone just, you know, throwing everything out the window like that.
No, and it seems that's his favourite thing to do, throw his toys out of his playpen.
He's made it very entertaining for everybody, though. I must give him that. But entertainment is not for politics.
No doubt, every day. I mean, I read an article that it's probably been the first time in history we've ever seen someone this many days in a row, like at least 1,000 days on end. Even Michael Jordan and Michael Jackson and Tom Cruise or whoever, at their most popular points, you would never see, and even Obama, you never saw them every day pretty much for 1,000 plus days on end. Yeah.
Do you think there'll be a Trump movie out of this? There'll definitely be a book. There are already books. Yeah. There'd be a further one, but a movie?
Oh, no doubt. There'll be eventually something, lots of different things coming out about Trump over the years, no doubt. I'm sure he may want to play himself.
Of course he would.